Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Living Water, John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Water is an essential part of human life. Living in Northern California, where summer temperatures can reach 115 degrees on a typical day, a person can quickly learn about the importance of water. It seems like no matter how much water is consumed during the heat of the day, it is never enough to keep the thirst from the heat at bay. It is not as simple as drinking one glass of water to have a lasting effect. It's not like the water that Jesus describes in the Bible reading today, which is an eternal water. The water that Jesus offers and gives to each one of us is far different from merely earthly water. Earthly water is only temporary, but Jesus describes his water as eternal. One drink of this water and a person will never thirst again. The water quenches the thirst forever for a person. Wow! What type of water is Jesus talking about? The water sounds amazing, right? Jesus uses the imagery of living water to speak about that which quenches the deepest thirst of our soul. The living water of Jesus is the salvation he brings to the world, the forgiveness of sins through his life and death. That free gift springs up to eternal life in all who drink this living water. Faith in Jesus is how we receive the living water. Through faith, each one of us has received the free gift of forgiveness of sins and salvation. We do not have to earn the living water, but rather it is ours through Jesus' perfect life and resurrection. Yes, water is essential to human survival. Even more importantly is the living water that is given through Jesus. It is for eternity in heaven. A blessing beyond comprehension. We pray. Faith is a living power from heaven that grasps the promise God has given, a trust that cannot be overthrown, fixed heartily on Christ alone.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.